so unaware. They lack grace and sometimes choose. The life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail. In Florida, there's half-price mail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Van Dirt, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around.
All right, everybody, welcome to the inaugural episode of Dumb People Town. We are so thrilled to be here on Feral Audio. We're so thrilled to break down the behavior of dumb people. And as Nick Thune bumps his back head, the back of his head into the microphone, we are here. It's Randy and Jason Sklar and Daniel Van Kirk.
Hello, gents.
Hey, Dan. So here's what we do for those who don't know. There are a lot of people who listen to our podcast, Scarborough County.
Welcome.
And we say welcome to all of you who have come over and like Caitlyn Jenner made the like Nick Thune's glasses made the transition over to where we
are. Like, well, he's blind.
Oh, no. Yeah, what happened?
Like Maura Pfefferman made the transition somewhat. And for all the new people at Feral who are experiencing this for the first time, here's what we do.
We can explain it that, and we have many ways to describe what this show is. And Dan, you have like a couple of just perfect, like quick ways.
Dan describes it how we're all in a car, right? And everyone has a steering wheel.
Yeah.
So wherever you go, we go with you.
And where we're driving is to Dumb People Town. Basically, we get great stories that are now sent to us by our eyes and ears on the ground, our fans on Twitter. You can send the stories. Just tweet at either of us, us or at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town. Any like local story. A lot of times they come from Florida.
A lot of times it involves a samurai sword.
And nakedness.
Someone and taking a shit in a pool.
Maybe someone getting stuck between a wall at a Target. So it's stories like that, and then we, the four of us, along with the three of us, along with a wonderful guest, try and break it down and figure out what in the hell happened. Yeah. And it is so fun, and it's like when, for anybody who's ever been in a writer's room, and for those who haven't, in like a writer's room for a television show or you're creating anything, usually the work happens after a bunch of stuff gets talked about to just goose the engine a little bit. People are like, hey, have you seen this video? Have you seen that? And then everyone sits around and they all riff and joke and that just gets you ready. This is like that beautiful part before you have to sit down and go to work. And so that's what we do. And, by the way, the three of us were just had a phenomenal gig in Oklahoma. Excuse me.
Emotional about it.
Are you crying?
I'm just getting a little teared up about it.
Our guest is Nick Thune today. We should bring Nick in. Have you ever played the casino in West Siloam, Oklahoma?
No.
West Siloam Springs?
I've never been to Oklahoma.
You should.
That's Kentucky.
Kentucky and Oklahoma, not the same thing.
Because they're so close.
Wait, what's the city that's across the street? This could actually be Oklahoma. The city across the street from Cincinnati.
That's
Newport.
That's Louisville.
That's Louisville. That's Kentucky.
No.
Or Lexington. Not Lexington. That's Kentucky.
It's where there's a funny bone. I forget what the name of it is. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. It very much matters.
So you've definitely been there.
Shit.
Very much been there. So we were just in Oklahoma at this wonderful Cherokee Casino,
Where they had mannequins like in the lobby, unbelievable, like depicting like scenes.
Mannequin doesn't.
Are you sure this wasn't just a big mannequin challenge happening?
No,
there was a moment.
If it was the greatest mannequin challenge.
They never broke.
They didn't
break
once.
Broke.
And we were all around them. No, they were just these beautiful, beautiful. Life-size depictions of Cherokee Native Americans.
And we found out this is how well they treated us there. Each of those mannequins was a sex doll with working parts and they let us have our way with them.
Well, they do, you know, the Native Americans are known to do really good mannequin challenges.
I didn't know that.
Well, I did not know that.
I did. I don't know if you guys saw my mannequin challenge I put on Instagram.
What was that?
Just my toiletries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our mannequin challenge
not moving at all.
Pretty solid.
They didn't move at all. We watched the complete works of Meshach Taylor. His mannequin challenge is amazing because he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's no longer.
He died?
He has not broken it underground. He just stays in one place, rigid.
Was he part Cherokee?
What's the joke? What's the joke?
I don't know.
What's the old joke?
Steve White's old joke. I'm 1/16th Cherokee. My grandfather was an Indian and my grandmother was a Jeep
Wagoneer. No, that's credit to all credit to Steve White. But it was a great show. Really had a blast doing those shows. And for all the fans who came up who were excited about this transition to Dumb People Town from Scarborough County, this we're very excited. Dan?
Yeah.
Shall we get into it?
Yeah, I think we have to get into a story. But say I'm sorry for your Seattle Seahawks. It was a great season. That was a rough ending to a great season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, are you?
I was traveling that day and I've been so like this season, I've just been so busy that I was kind of disappointed that I didn't get to spend as much time
reading
every fucking Tumblr blog, everything all season. So, I mean, I caught every game, obviously, but I was a lot of halfers flying in and.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the team chemistry, the second we lost Earl Thomas, I knew.
Everyone knew.
Yeah.
Everyone knew. Well, there's always next year.
It's so funny too, because I tune into like local radio and they're like, the day after he's injured, they're like, and we're going to give you five reasons to get excited about who they're bringing in that's going to suck.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. Oh, they have to by nature. They try to.
That's how they put it.
That's exactly what they do. All right. Well, we'll get into, because I know you have a new CISO special.
Yeah. But the Marshawn Lynch thing I was going to say, it's such a quick story, but it's kind of cool.
So Marshawn Lynch running, for those who don't know, running back for the, used to be the running back for the Seattle Seahawks, and he would go into, when he would just run through people, he would go into beast mode. And that's why we made the t-shirts with Diane Wiest's picture on it.
Because when she acts,
gets all passive aggressive in her acting, she goes Wiest mode. Mm-hmm. Still runs through a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's just a different attitude. So you saw Marshawn Lynch?
No, I had in the last year two different, I had a driver from Seattle who actually goes and hangs out by the training camp. Uh-huh. And drives a lot of the guys, and Marshawn ended up getting his number and using him personally.
That's great.
Just as a guy to scratch his back.
So driving wasn't involved. Yeah. He just uses the man personally. Yeah. Okay.
He loved his company.
That's a footstool.
And he goes and picks him up, and he like actually lives in the neighborhood that my wife's mom lives in. It's kind of nice area. Suburban kind of
Queen
city.
Anne district? Yeah.
No, it's Clyde Hill is what it's called. Uh-huh. It's Bellevue. Mm-hmm. It's the
Bellevue,
east side.
Bellevue is beautiful.
My father-in-law was like, I saw him at CVS 2 days ago. I'm like, cool. But the driver goes up.
Skittles.
Yeah. Driver goes up and there's a Lamborghini in the driveway. And you know, like Lamborghinis actually are pretty back heavy. They're like light material.
I mean, when I've driven a Lamborghini,
it feels back
every
heavy.
Tuesday. It feels a little back heavy.
A little special,
and they corner weird. I'm just going to say it. They just corner weird.
That's one of those things you never want to say, but when somebody says it.
I had the balls to say it.
I have the same Ferrari experience. No, it was a Lamborghini, and I guess that the turnaround was pretty tight, and beast mode actually lifted up the front of the Lamborghini and moved it 6 inches.
That's his version of crotch.
Those are legs. That's how he runs through people. But then he has that store, beast mode, in Oakland, and my friend sent me a picture like out front, and then he's like, the second I took that picture and sent it to you, he walked out, saw a homeless kid, walked across the street, got a mocha.
Why not?
Marshawn, obviously. Yeah. Whole milk. And he comes out.
Whole almond milk.
Walks across the street, walks into the store, just keeps his leg with the door open, grabs a sweatshirt, and tosses it to the homeless kid, and then goes and gets into his car or whatever.
I love it. I love that he's like, I'm going to get this kid something, but first let me get my mocha.
Hope he's
I'm
going to
do something really nice. Yeah, I hope he's still,
first things first, I got to get my mocha.
That's funny.
All right, Dan, so do we have a story? And was it
We actually
in?
Don't have any stories.
Oh, wait,
no!
What? Wait, we got to do a show, Dan.
I thought we'd just hang. This was sent in by Ryan J. Smith at Gaming Savant. Thanks, buddy. Quebec, Canada.
Oh, see, we went north of the border.
We did.
That's Quebec, so cool. Canada is north of the border. Am I right?
Yes, I think it is. A lot of Native Americans out there.
Yeah.
I love that in the second sentence, people are going to see how bad I am at pronouncing places. Uh-huh. A man was rushed to Center. They do this in French. Hospitalier de Université Laval.
University Hospital, fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Over the weekend with the most unusual medical complaint.
What did he stick up his ass? That's it. What did he sit
on? That's the first thing
what
I think.
What did you sit on, sir?
You ready for the most Canada thing you've ever heard?
Oh, yeah. A hockey stick.
He had frostbite.
On his penis.
Of the penis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
After getting drunk and trying to...
go ice fishing with his dick.
Have sex with a snowman.
What?
I want to know how fresh that snowman is.
I know. That,
and how hard was it packed?
Well, what is the old song with a corncob pipe and a button nose and a vagina made out of silk? Is that the song?
That was, no, it's a corncob pipe and two ready holes.
Yeah. Two ready holes and a vagina. Two eyes made out of
silk. I thought
you were
going to say it was from a... Because you know when you were in like high school, like the dream was always like, oh, if a girl's giving you a blowjob, tell her to throw a piece of ice in there.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, here
or
it is.
Or an Altoid.
I've never done either one of those, but I've heard both of them.
Yeah. If the movie 9 1/2 weeks was that,
if it taught us anything, fuck a snowman.
Right. This is essentially, he was trying to do basically 5 months.
Is this the worst version of Frozen? Do you want to fuck a snowman? Sing that to your kids as you're probably driving them to school right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Kenneth Gillespie.
Dizzy's
Kenny G.
Nephew.
Kenny G.
He's Kenny G. Not only is he Kenny G, but like Dizzy Gillespie, he's blowing up.
This is the guy that actually went in.
If you have sex with snowmen, I feel like you're also the type of guy that hates being called Kenny G.
That's right. Number one.
It's Ken, man.
Number two,
you want to call me Ken G? That's fine.
Let me point this out. There's no way the snowman gave his consent. So this is rape.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and this is part of
rape. I actually don't even think it needs to come from the snowman. I think it needs to come from like the proprietor of the snowman,
the person who gets out.
Yeah, if he's like, it's all right,
hey man, I made it for you. You do what you got to do out there. Unless that guy comes out, what are you fucking my snowman? You can come over and at least knock and say, hey,
ask my permission.
Shouldn't have been wearing that scarf, man. See that scarf he was wearing?
See that carrot? The carrot nose, very inviting.
Kenny Gillespie is known to locals as a drunk and a bit of a lecherous type.
Do you think he said, I got a carrot for you?
No, I think he was walking by.
Did he do it in the nose?
I think he was walking by. I was like, what? You looking at? You don't think I'll come have sex with you?
You're about to get fucked.
Yeah, keep looking then. Come over here. He keeps challenging him to come over here, but obviously snowman doesn't move, so he keeps getting closer.
But he probably had sex with him through the stomach. If you think about the positioning of it, you know.
He goes, all right, I'm gonna be back. We'll see what you think about that, huh?
You better not be standing out here when I come back.
This grocery store. Gets
a mocha.
Cantaloupe.
Gets a mocha.
Pulls out the cantaloupe, and then he's back there. He's got some,
melon baller.
Yeah. So he comes back. You're still here?
Yeah, I guess what your face is now. Cantaloupe.
You care? You all right if I take pictures while we do this?
You on Instagram?
Hey, Vance.
He's waving at people. Keep driving.
Yeah.
Keep driving.
Nothing to see here.
Kenneth Gillespie is known as a local drunk.
And lech.
And a bit of a lech. Mm. But this latest episode had dire consequences.
Drunk, bit of a lech, mall Santa.
He was found, he was found passed out clutching onto his frozen junk by neighbors at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Sunday morning coming down.
Uh-huh. It's like a deleted scene from Hoosiers.
And they called the ambulance straight away. The doctor in charge of Mr. Gillespie, Dr. Mark Arendt, said this to a local TV's crew. Frostbite of that area may sound funny, but it's very serious indeed.
I love that they're allowing for people to laugh at this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Frostbite, of course, can cause infection and gangrene, and ultimately this has led to Mr. Kenny Gillespie's member being amputated.
Okay, so now.
He lost that dick.
What if he did this on purpose? What if he's like, I'm a lech. I'm a lecherous dude. Mm-hmm. I can't control my urges. I'm going to need to just eliminate the situation.
Like
in The Little Children, where he cuts off his own thing.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
The snowman is thought to be okay, though. It's since been rebuilt and cleaned. Kids,
it's okay.
Come out, kids. We're gonna rebuild.
By the way, you know how like people just won't buy a house if a murder has been committed there.
Right.
This is gonna affect the resale value. We can't build a snowman here for a year.
Or they have to tell when they're selling the house 10 years from now.
Yeah, it's on House Hunters.
Here's the deal. There was a snowman here that was raped. There was a snowman rape in the front lawn.
It's a tour.
Yeah.
Oh, and over here, Kenny. There could be a Kenny tour.
The Kenny tour. Here's where he stuck pine needles up his ass, right over there.
Some in Gillespie's neighborhood are less than pleased, though. One told the Montreal Gazette this, quote, if that dirty sumbitch comes back here after what he did, I won't be responsible for the reaction of the community.
By the way, that
which means that person's speaking for more than just
themselves.
Speaking
for the whole community. Was that guy imported from the South?
It does not sound very Canada.
Where's he going to move is what I want. Because he's got to move. Right?
He's got to
move.
I don't know.
I mean, there's just no open land in Canada for
him. Before we get to the last couple segments here, I would like to ask you guys, we're going to play a game we play a lot on Dumb People Town.
And I think we have a jingle for it.
This is the first episode, right?
Yeah. This is the very first episode.
Okay.
We do play.
We've done this so many times.
You can't even count it on one.
You guys have said a few things like that.
Yeah. You literally can't even count it on one hand.
Right. Now,
my son couldn't. He can't.
No, he can't count.
Back to our time-honored tradition.
It's an issue.
I'd like to ask you guys, how old is Kenneth Gillespie?
Okay, this is a great...
Now, let's factor in some things here. Oh, 37 from Nick Thin. He's known as being a drunk.
Uh-huh.
He's lecherous.
You gonna hang on 37? You staying with 37?
Okay. 1:30 in the morning.
How old are you, by
37.
The way. I knew it. You're like, because I would do some of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Sklar.
This guy's 58.
Oh. 58 years old.
I know it.
Randy Sklar.
The year of our Lord.
That's right. This guy is 64.
64 years old.
Nick Thune, you still sticking with 37?
37. I almost dropped it down to 33 thinking that, you know, the year Jesus died.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of mistakes can be made.
He died for our sins.
Okay.
We go closest.
We don't care if you're over, but it won't matter this time.
What if Kenneth Gillespie's penis died for our sins?
Kenneth Gillespie, 64 years old.
Did you say 64?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay, now I'm going to show you guys the photo of him and the remnants of what he did. And
Is this
going
to be like into thin air? Oh man, he laid the snowman down. He laid it down.
We call it the Conway Twitty.
Is that a memorial?
Nope, no. That's all the beer that he had around the snowman.
So he knocked it down and then he got on top
of it. That would be great if it was like when you see like a car accident like on the side of a country road and there's like some flowers.
Yeah, they always put beer bottles where he banged.
I guess there's a certain part of me that says,
do you want to bang a snowman?
I kind of wish he would have taken the snowman and put his face down.
Yeah, just
the fact
for its
that
own
the snowman
dignity.
Had
he likes,
to watch.
He wants to look in the eyes.
So he had missionary.
He wanted to look into the coals.
He had missionary sex with a snowman.
Several people have already vowed to dismember him after what he did to the kid's snowman. He left a pile of empty bottles, a wrecked snowman, and a trail
of semen
in the middle of the community recreation ground. Mm.
Did he come?
Quote, this bastard's worse than Bill Cosby. Yes, he did.
This bastard's worse
than
Bill Cosby?
That's what a person said. And I'm like,
why you got to bring Cosby into this?
Yeah. I would disagree.
Did he fucking... Wait, did he give this thing some...
He
like,
drugged it.
He waited for the fall.
Can I just say this? That's not funny. But can I just say
this? I thought
this?
You meant he made a huge hoagie.
I mean, but how crazy is it now thinking that when we were kids, we watched The Cosby Show and of course we watched... Picture Pages and
sure.
Fat Albert and whatnot, that at some point in our lifetime, we could have never known that a guy fucking a snowman in Canada would be compared to Bill Cosby.
And not be,
like at least he's
and not be close,
yes,
close
he's not,
to being as
that's
bad.
Right, yeah, that's right. No.
Kenny G is thought to be recovering with friends in a nearby town and could not be
contacted. That
may be. Feels like he enjoys being on the lam.
There's no way he has friends.
Well,
there's no way.
Like an old brother-in-law,
but maybe
like not currently a brother-in-law.
And they never mentioned how big his dick was.
What are they going
to
do
frozen
with it?
Off.
Do they make them on?
I think it's gone. I think it should be frozen.
I think it should be frozen. It should be the next nose of this new reconstructed.
We get out of here on this.
He pisses out of a carrot.
It's thought that Kenny.
Doctors actually just slipped it right in.
Here, you want to be with a snowman so bad?
Yeah, there you go.
And it's a baby carrot. It is thought that Kenny is planning to move down to Mexico to warmer climates once he recovers and plans to have a bionic penis built with his savings. I do not believe he has savings.
I do not believe a bionic penis is even possible.
Nope.
And how do I get one?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I would love to switch out.
So,
I also don't believe he realizes there won't be snowmen down there.
Yeah. Part of me wants to make a reboot of the,
I mean, you know what he's going to do. Get drunk and fuck a sandcastle.
Yeah.
Right in the turret. Right in the turret.
You're going to pay for that too.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sand in the urethra. One of my favorite songs, but also very painful.
That's a great Tony Orlando and Don song. Sand
in the urethra. All right. There you go. First story, first segment in the books.
Wow.
For Dumb People Town.
Very historic. Does it always go that well?
It rarely goes that well.
Okay.
You were part of one of the best ones ever.
Good.
All right, we got more Dumb People Town with Nick Thune.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, more Nick Thune, and then later, a very special voicemail message. Stay with us.
Oh, I love that segment.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. You can follow us. We're at Sklar Brothers on Twitter.
Follow at Dumb People Town. Follow at Daniel Van Kirk. Follow Nick Thune on Twitter.
So you have a new special coming out on CISO. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's out.
It's out right now.
You can watch it.
First of all, we're recording our next special for CISO in Chicago on February 11th.
I have to tell you, when I saw that your special was on CISO,
it was a big part of our decision.
I was really excited because I'm like, well, if people like Nick Thune are doing
it. So I brought it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will. Well, they have cool content. Like they have it's a cool company.
I love what they're doing. I mean, Bajillion Dollar Properties is
it's great.
One of the best shows out there, comedy shows, no matter
where.
Have
you guys been on that?
Yes. Phenomenal.
So funny.
I want to be.
You should. No. You will do it. I'm sure.
This is me saying, ask me.
Come on, Kulai. Let's go.
Where did you shoot your special?
Portland.
Oh, there you go.
Where? Baghdad?
Portland, no, I went and at the Star Theater. They don't always do comedy there, but it's a really cool old theater.
I loved your special on Netflix.
Bell House.
Bell House, was that where
green curtain behind you?
Green.
Green.
And then that was a big issue.
You were in a white
production
suit.
Company.
White suit, green, right? Or white or
it's
light blue
khaki-ish.
Suit. Yeah, khaki suit.
Mm-hmm.
Really good job. And really present in that special. I'm excited to watch your CISO special out now.
I'm proud of it. It's been kind of fun to watch it, hit. But it's gonna take longer. It's a longer burn with CISO.
Well, it's
for sale on the 22nd though.
But is it because I know you went from telling a lot of hilarious jokes to then
doing no hilarious jokes. That's all
just being serious, like a TED Talk. No, you were like
silent.
You're doing a silent
the
stand-up.
First stand-up.
By the way, that would be amazing if you did an hour silent stand-up special. No,
just
but it's
you come out and nothing.
And it's not that you're doing like mime shit.
No, you're just standing there.
Just quiet.
No, you're talking. You just don't hear.
You can't hear any audio.
You're miming it. Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
And then title cards come up every 2 minutes telling your jokes. No, but you've expanded to longer stories. I think you said 3 or 4 stories.
It's really 2 stories and like an intermission of what my future could be if this doesn't go well.
Phenomenal. I can't wait. That's amazing.
And plan B.
Yeah, but such a great departure. And keeps fresh and evolving what you do.
Well,
because within those stories are a lot of great little observations and jokes.
Yeah, and that's something that because the audio is going to be on vinyl, and so we had to figure out the tracking. And the first story is 25 minutes.
So they sent me,
like, ideas for cuts, and I just said, I'm not, like, I didn't build this special for old technology. I'm not trying to get on the radio here. If there's, like, 3 tracks that Sirius will play, great, but I wanted it. It's a 25-minute story. It's a 25-minute track.
Right.
That's
awesome. So cool. Well, there have been record albums and where people have had like one track on a side. And
yeah,
I mean, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, it should be
remember
cool.
Remember when Carly Rae Jepsen did that 30-minute like Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
Like
just drums.
Album.
Just drums just, and her.
I've never really been a fan.
You will be.
Well, you need to listen to this because it is an exploration of musical
ideas. She did it on CISO.
She did it for CISO.
She did her album on CISO.
Yeah, I think I saw her in the initial press stuff.
Just shapes. I mean, it literally is like literally just music
the first
about
shapes. Special?
Yeah, shapes. All shapes special.
I thought about doing... like the director's commentary for the special, like a separate track of me just talking me talking.
That's so funny.
Laughing. Yeah. Last year I put out, the last special, I took all the laughter out of it, made one track and put it on SoundCloud of just people laughing at me as like a special release.
That is so funny. So no jokes, just the laughs.
Yeah.
With pauses in between or
just a long, actually no, there are, yeah. It goes up and down.
Laugh and then stops and then another laugh.
And I know that when the guy at I think it's New Wave, or Comedy Dynamics, the people that, produce all these specials. I'm sure you guys
they
are probably
did ours.
Going through.
They did ours, for Netflix.
I had an idea for a cover for your album, actually,
really?
Just now.
Let's hear it.
You ever, Martin Mull has this album called Perfect. And just look up the artwork to it. because on one side it's him, and on the other side he has like, it's as if a plastic surgeon kind of went through and like circled parts of his face that should be different or whatever, and you know, all that stuff. And I thought it'd be funny to have you guys side by side and have basically what you would have to do to look exact, like, you know, drawing like over what's different about you, unique about each of you.
What would have to be to create us into one human being?
Other side.
Mm, I love it.
I want to check that out.
We're going to look at it.
Because I think there's something like visually cool about that.
What is the name of your
special? And I want to do the graphic design. That was my pitch.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, sure. That's great.
We'll do it on a bajillion dollar
property. Yes, you want to do the graphic design on
it. We have to do it in a scene.
Yeah. What's the name of the special?
Good Guy.
Love it. Love it. All right. I'm so excited to check it out. God damn it. Daniel, what do you have? What do you have going on? Anything happening for you in the old
life?
Yeah.
I have two shows coming up at Sketchfest on the 27th and 28th
in San Francisco.
Yes.
I love Sketchfest.
We're going to do the Wahlberg Solution up there. So all the people who love that.
Great. We've hung out at Sketchfest.
That's where we fell in love.
Yeah.
That was where.
And we went to that cool party at that.
We were the only people there for like an hour and a half.
Then we came and we got the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. This is the year before that. We were at Adam Savage, right?
Does he just do a party every year now?
I think so. Yeah. And it's all his props. It's the guy from the Mythbusters and
his collections.
Yes. It was like, there's like a T-1000 there.
Ooh.
Yeah. And like a whole bunch, like original Darth Vader helmet.
Random stuff.
Yeah. We were the only people there for like an hour and a half just eating chips.
Yeah.
And then that was when Nick and I had our idea. We wanted to do a large screening of The Burbs.
Yeah.
And we got Doug Benson involved because we knew he could make it happen.
Okay. Wait. Stop. Do it for the Wayne Fetterman Film Festival.
Well, we did it.
Oh.
Yeah,
and we got Colin Hanks to sit and talk with us the whole time.
And
he actually was on set the whole summer.
Yeah, because it was they shot it during the summer, so him and other kids would go hang out in the houses they weren't shooting in.
No way.
And then when Carrie Fisher passed, I loved having that memory of
because
that's my favorite Tom Hanks and Carrie Fisher movie, and I loved having that. Like we sat there and hung with Colin and
wasn't there
that
weird scene of everybody doing the lawnmower stuff at the same time? Is that the same?
Yeah, that opens with that.
Yeah, everybody's out in the neighborhood, and you kind of get Corey Feldman comes out. His parents just took off for the fucking weekend. Tom Hanks is out in the backyard. The dog's not pissing or something. Yeah. Then they come over to the neighbor. I mean, it's just all perfect. It
perfect.
Sets the neighborhood up. It's like, and then it ends.
Art's got a gun. my favorite at the end when he goes, but when the house blows up and he goes, you saw it, right, Ray? Right? You saw him in there, like the bodies and everything. They're all just all over in the basement, right, Ray? Before it blew up, and he's like, it's us, Art! We're the crazy. Oh, God. And he loses his mind. And also, coming from the Van Curries, we are, as people will learn and many people already know, we come from a long line of really enjoying people watching, which I feel so customizes.
Isn't your family, like your family quote is, what's this guy?
Look at this guy over here.
Look at this guy.
And I've been doing that lately a lot.
In Corey Feldman's character, that's what his whole thing is. But all of his friends, his girlfriend wants to go to a party and he's like, no, babe, we're just going to order pizzas and watch this neighborhood. And it ends up being the best thing to do.
At my office, there's a girl that lives across this like very like weird apartment across the street, and she has a boyfriend who looks like a fucking stud. Like the dude, like he pulls up in a Jeep, doesn't even lock the doors, gets out, dresses awesome. And like
I can watch that all day.
Me and my friend that share my office space, he'll text me, goes, yeah, the boyfriend just showed up. He looks fucking great.
Phenomenal.
He probably looks so good.
Hair is perfect.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Hair's perfect.
Wear sandals.
Doesn't even shut the door.
He doesn't even have doors.
He gets out.
The other day it was raining.
Rainy, and he was completely dry.
He didn't fucking care.
It was like that exhibit at LACMA. He was dry the whole time, rain everywhere.
You know what I love too is that he's always got, because I always like kind of walk by his car and I think, like, what could I, you know, like, I want something of his.
No,
you know?
It doesn't matter.
And he has a phone cord and he just leaves it there like, fine, fucking take it. No one ever touches it.
I wish I had as little stress in my life as people who have cars without doors.
Those are people without children.
This is the type of guy who bowls and then just, after he bowls the ball, just turns around and walks away.
He doesn't even have to look at it.
He already knows.
And you know what? He's also got spin on the ball. Like, it's not like me who just throws it
over the second arrow and then it comes all the way back. But this is a guy who just...
I throw it with spin.
Yeah, you do.
How's your wrist doing?
It's all right.
I want you...
How's your Jeep doing?
I want you to find out his name, Nick. I want you to give him a name. Get everybody to give him a name.
We're looking for clues.
Give him a name and then find out his name. Yeah. Right. Hey, man, what's up?
Kyle.
Do you like that, G? What's your name? Get into it. Engage him in a conversation. See if he's a fan of yours.
His name's probably like Stan or something.
I know. His name is probably like Tristan.
Or he's like the coolest Gary.
Staniel.
Yeah.
Staniel.
All right, let's do a story.
He's a Cocker Staniel.
Mm-hmm. Cocky Staniel.
I'm sorry. One other thing.
Please.
I want to come back to it later, but I was just realizing the funniness of this thing that happened this weekend when I was out of town. And you guys will love it because you're married and you have kids.
Are you doing a radio tease? We'll get back to that after the break.
Yeah, we'll get into that. No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe, okay. Well, this weekend I was in New York and I did the Tonight Show. Not a big
deal. That is right. Yeah. I saw that, man. And, did you have shirts made?
Yeah. And then I wore it on. I saw Chance the Rapper. I'm like, he's going to wear a fucking hat. I'm going to wear my shirt.
I love it.
You know, like he's wearing his hat in a Kit Kat commercial.
I mean, that's
branding.
That is so branding. Mm-hmm. And also makes you feel like, because his album was unbelievable this
year.
Oh
my God.
Makes you feel like, because we did a Burger King commercial, and it makes us feel like, and by the way, you are phenomenal in the handling commercial.
Oh, the Dell thing. Thank you.
The Dell commercial where it's like, no one ever talks about handling anymore. You are so good at that. So good. How much did you improvise in that?
Well, they send me something. They were like, they have this idea for the glove, and they actually came up with, in that specific one, I've written all the other ones, and then they had another guy come in and like had this concept, and it was just great. And then like, yeah, then I just do a lot of my own thing.
That's great. So funny. So you were at the Tonight Show in New York.
And I get him to hire like all funny people. Like I've probably submitted all of you, like every time that there's a part, like all those kids were like UCB kids that are in there.
Oh yeah. It's great. Yeah, yeah. You could tell because they played off you really well.
Really good. Really, really good.
Anyway, so you were in New York.
Oh.
That was it. I just want to get to the film.
I just want to say it was a Tonight Show.
All right, good. Okay.
No, but I go to the Commodore, which is in Williamsburg, which is the best burger in, I believe, New York.
Wow.
They get it from the best butcher, and they have the best nachos. That's just a side note. Vegan nachos, by the way, which you'd never think you'd like it. But anyway, I buy myself and my friend and his girlfriend each everything.
Oh, you just...
All of it. Drinks that.
Because you're on the Tonight Show high.
Yeah.
You're feeling like,
I came
to New York to do.
Yeah, and I went up and I just gave the guy my card afterwards. Like, you have to do that, man. It's like, yeah, I wanted to rub it in a little bit. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
Then we go. My buddy's got a show. This is Ben Kronberg. He's got a show at a bar. So we go out to this other bar. I don't know what neighborhood it's in, but Bushwick. And we get into this bar and I'm buying rounds for. Bartender ends up knowing me and's like, hey man, great job on the Tonight Show this week. And I'm like, just keep my card back there and just these 10 people, just whatever.
Amazing.
2 a.m. rolls around. My wife's calling me. That's weird. Why would she call me at 2 a.m.?
All right.
Anyway. Hey babe. Just got a call from the bank. And the bank was actually wanting to make sure that I knew that you are having a great fucking time in Brooklyn. At multiple locations.
So now you came and be like, yeah, just kind of hung out.
Hi, ma'am, are you in New York? No, my husband is. Oh, well, I just want to confirm a few purchases.
He bought hamburgers for everybody here. He's buying $800 of drinks at a bar in Bushwick.
Thanks, Chase.
Now you can't even have the conversation with your wife where she's back at home with the baby.
Yeah.
She's having a terrible...
We have a puppy that has pneumonia right now.
She's back at home with the baby and the pneumonia puppy. And you're out there and she wants to be like, how'd it go? And you wanted to be like,
show was great.
I just went right back to the hotel. I miss you. I have it. You can't even say that.
She goes, oh, four burgers. Who are you with? And I was like, well, it's actually just three of us, but Ben and I split an extra one.
It was that good.
Sorry.
You know, the Commodore. How are you doing? How's the pneumonia puppy?
Hey, you're up pretty late, huh? Well, yeah, they woke me up. So
they woke me up to get out. And I just figured.
Anyway,
And we've hung with your wife backstage at a show in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco.
New Year's show.
Oh, God, I really fucked up that night.
Why? That was a fun show, I thought.
The show was great, but we got back. And I remember thinking like, all right, we're married, we're having sex or whatever.
Yeah.
And once we got married, obviously.
Obviously you waited. But once you get married, it's every day. I mean, it's literally every day. You can't stop the sex.
This actually goes into stupid people's dumb shit, but... Yeah. I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to like, she's like taking, she took off her, she had like a leather skirt on and she's like, I'm sure you guys remember. She's crawling on the bed.
I remember. She's crawling on the bed, Tawny Katane style.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to fucking rip those panties off. And I just basically dove in with my hands and just tore. And she turns around and goes, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, that was sexy. And she's like, these are from Nordstrom. And I go this moment. I go, really? Okay. And I pull my wallet out, and she goes, are you pulling your wallet out? And I was like, are you going to give me money like a whore?
Yeah.
Like, no, I was...
It's just
gonna put on the nightstand.
I was gonna leave it for you after I left.
No, I'm not gonna take money out.
No, I'm gonna throw it on your chest like when I go to the bathroom. Yeah,
exactly. Cut to me 10 minutes later at the bar. Guys, night.
Hey, yeah, guys. Wife went to bed early.
Hey guys, I'm Nick. Garrett, nice to meet you.
That's funny. Are we writing your new special right now?
Here we go.
The next special.
It's kind of funny. I mean, I know that.
And that special is just you, just,
yeah.
I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But you never really think about that, I guess, sometimes when you're being such an idiot. You never think like, oh, I could profit off that.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah, this could actually be,
Your dumbness makes people happy.
Always. I'm like, get into the worst situation possible because a great story could come out of it. So, Dan, speaking of.
Here we go. This was sent in by Kyle Andrews at Kyle Andrews 18.
Ooh. 17 others can just, you know what.
I'm gonna read
17
this
others can
written.
Go fuck a snowman.
Mm-hmm. If it's AOL, that's gonna be crazy that it's 18.
I always wonder if the person went through 17 tries before they got to it.
Oh, it's at wait, what's
at
his
Kyle
name?
Kyle Andrews 18.
No, that'd be funny if that was Kyle Andrews 18
is his name.
www. No, that his website at kyleandrews.com. He's the 18th guy to get his own.
KyleAndrews18 at kyleandrews.com.
That's so funny.
I'm going to make that my email address.
Do it.
KyleAndrews18 at nicktoon.com.
Kyle's probably taking it right now.
Yeah. I'll set him up for that free.
This is what they wrote. Well, if this don't beat all. And then in between B and
is
all,
this a regular
they put
newspaper
off,
or a blogger?
They put off in parentheses. This don't beat off all. I love a good comedic journalist.
Mm-hmm. Headline. Creative
journalist is a loose term we're using.
A man trying to rob a sex toy store called Lotions and Lace.
Been there.
Give to me your lotions. Take from me my lace.
Perfect. In San Bernardino, California, was foiled by quick-thinking employees and some sex toys used as weapons on Wednesday night.
So you have chains and whips.
I want to know what is the thing where you just have your jacket pocket and he's got just a dildo in there, and then all of a sudden the jacket starts shaking.
I'm nervous,
sir,
man. I'm nervous.
Itchy trigger finger.
Is your phone buzzing?
No.
According to KABC News, the man walked into the store around 9:45 p.m. as the store was closing up. I feel like that's early to close for a sex store.
They do
PM? That's
yeah,
not,
they
that's
do
mo-
they
middle
do
most, no, West
they
Coast do, prime time. You're
they
closing
do most
up?
Of their business at rush hour.
Fair enough.
Show them my home, babe. What do you want me to pick up?
Yeah, I'll get some milk, get some eggs,
mango.
A couple of anal intruders, and I'll be home.
Give me some candy underwear for dinner, and I'm good to go. Yep.
And how about another butt plug?
No. We'll see.
You know what?
We feel like
still
we
have
two.
The one.
We still have two.
We have two. Let's
we're
wait
good for another week.
Well, yeah, but Jimmy turns 18 next month.
Okay, if they're on sale. If they're on sale.
Only get it if they're having a special, and don't buy anything by the register. I know you love to get stuff by the register.
The man walked into the store as it was closing up with his face covered. He pointed a gun at the woman behind the cash register, but the employee, named Amy, wasn't having any of his nonsense. I don't know what Amy's seen in her life that a gun is nonsense.
That is real.
Oh, come on.
This tomfoolery?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me with that nonsense?
What?
Is usually not what people say
what
before
has,
they're about to get shot.
What's gone above that in her life that's... I mean, a gun is nonsense.
Has she seen someone held up
wait,
by
wait, is this
tank?
Canada?
No, San Bernardino.
San Bernardino,
well,
California.
Maybe that's all it is right there. She told KBC, quote, with the gun, he walked in. I just thought he was trying to be funny. Not a good joke. To scare us. Oh, here comes a guy trying to scare us. Linda, come here. There's a guy trying to scare us.
Get out of the stock room, everybody.
He's walking through the parking lot. You want to get up here by the time he hits the door. That's what's going to be.
Ooh, he looks scary.
And so he's trying to scare us. But then I saw the gun and I was like, now, you think I saw the gun and I was like, oh, shit. I saw the gun and I was like, really? I don't have time for this.
Oh.
We are trying to close
up. I am trying to cash out the register. Yes. I have to take inventory. I am up to my ears in nipple clamps.
Amy don't take shit.
That need to get restocked. No, this is why she wouldn't give her last name.
because she knows what she's saying is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Just Amy. Like, we're not going to find out who she is.
But also, just that I don't have that. If I don't have time for this, that means either A, this happens a lot, or B, she knew the guy. I was like, Rick.
What if this was the whole storyline for the TV series Judging Amy?
Amy judging.
No, all of us judging her. Yeah.
Well, Amy works at the sex store.
Yeah, Amy's the employee.
She was trying to close up. This guy walked in with a gun.
We could literally hop in a car and probably meet Amy in
Santa Bernardino.
Under 2 hours, right?
MLK.
Yeah, no traffic.
Are they off on MLK Day, or they just...
No, that is a big sex...
It is 50%
discounts on all black dildos.
Yeah, that's their I Have a Cream sale.
Oh,
boy. Oh, that felt wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. She didn't have time for this. The man reached over the counter and grabbed Amy, which means she didn't move when even a gun came at her. He was within grabbing distance.
She needs to work for the police. Like, she's unbelievable, this
But
woman.
As much as we don't think
Such
Amy
poise.
Doesn't give a shit, when he grabbed Amy, that's when the other store employee flew into action, hurling dildos and other sex toys at the would-be robber.
I love this so much.
That employee, no name given, I'm going to go with Linda, quote, I think he was a coward coming in and trying to get over on two females and not realizing we were pretty feisty.
Again, you can't outrun bullets with dildos. You just can't.
That's a time-honored tradition that everyone knows.
That was my favorite.
I wish it was like
Garrison Keillor story.
That was my favorite Shel Silverstein poem.
You throw it one time, it knocks the gun out of the hand, like total Robin move.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a Zucker Abrams movie. The second one she throws goes right in his mouth.
Eventually, the man ran out empty-handed,
without his gun.
The eventually part is like, did he come on? He was like, guys, come on, take me seriously. And they're like, get out. We don't give a shit.
And then here he just raining down dildos.
Did he want money or did he just need sex toys?
He came in with the gun, I guess, demanding money. And Amy was like, get the fuck off me. And then some other girl just started throwing dildos at him, to which, you know, maybe he was like a homophobe and was like, ugh.
I wonder if she was stalking. Like stalking a shelves in the
silk
bag.
Stalking.
It's like, oh God, thank God we were doing the dildo section.
I know. Jeez.
Happily, it turns out that he was caught on surveillance camera outside the show. They wrote show. I think they wrote
showroom.
Store.
Showroom.
It could be. Without his face covered. Welcome to the showroom. The video has been released by San Bernardino police, who are still looking for the man. So he got away with it, but he left
they
his dignity
found
in the room
him yet.
Yeah,
he didn't get anything. He didn't get anything. And
I love when people don't need a gun. I love when people don't use a gun. So I'm glad. Mm-hmm. But part of me also is like, get your shit together.
So he penetrated, but he pulled out early.
He did pull
he
out
of finish.
The, he pulled out early and didn't finish, which I guess is, you know, he just came out all over.
Have you guys have you done Moon Tower Fest?
Yeah,
I've done it
for the last 3 years. Yeah,
and so you've obviously saved up all of your jerk off things.
Yeah, because they give you all like the pocket.
They give
fleshlight.
you the fleshlight.
Yeah, I give them to the homeless when I'm walking around the city.
After you get your mocha.
Well, I wondered, like, because I got to the airport and I was like, I can't think I can fly with this thing.
No.
So I wonder how many of those were just in airport
trash
cans. TSA or TSA bins.
I left my bag at Stand Up Live in Phoenix and I went back the next day before I flew out to go get it. And I get to the airport and they're like, sir, we're just going to need to check your bag. And I was like, okay, there shouldn't be anything in there. TSA opens my bag and pulls out a brand new, unopened fleshlight that the club had put in my bag and was like, thanks
as
for coming.
Joke?
Have a great weekend.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So now I'm standing at TSA with all these people around me. And
there's
like,
nothing you can say that doesn't sound like you're bullshitting.
Yeah. I was like, put Kelly back in the bag. I doubled down on it.
You got to be like, no, because what are you going to say? I was at a comedy club and they stuck it in the thing and it's not mine.
Right.
I swear to God, it's not mine.
Right.
It's for my wife.
Yeah.
What? All right. Well, that's segment two down in the books. You didn't think it could be as good as the old snowman job.
Look at us. Look what we did.
And by the way, can you call it if a snowman gives you a hand job? Can you call it a snow job?
If that snowman was just jerking him off.
Yeah.
He built a little hand.
It's called the snow job. I just got a snow job.
That's all right. You just got a splinter.
Snowed in. All right. Well, we'll be back with one more segment. Short story, voicemail, Nick Thune, Daniel Van Kirk, Sklar Brothers. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. This is our first one ever.
You almost said Scalabro County.
I didn't say it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say it.
Dumb People Town, guys. I want to remind everybody, we are shooting our CISO special, Lincoln Hall, February 11th in Chicago. Two shows, 7-9. Dan's going to feature for us, so it's going to be a blast. So you will get a chance for those who love this show, longtime listeners of Dumb People Town.
Yeah, I just
want people to come out. To see me crush and support you guys.
And then you can leave.
Wait, what?
No, don't leave.
No.
Yeah, just watch Dan.
Buy tickets for the whole show. Buy a ticket to see me stay for the whole show.
Dan, your stand-up has gotten so freaking good. It is, I mean, the fact that you get out and go out with Doug as often as you do and that we get a chance to bring you out with us, it has gotten so strong. Just so come out. That shows.
I've been hearing something so different.
Oh, really? What have you heard? Just disappointment. And from where?
Nick.
You know,
Nick started a Yelp page.
He told me it's not going good.
Dan said it wasn't. Nick's like, you should hear the chatter around the sex store in San Bernardino.
It is. I kind of want to go there now.
Yeah, so positive.
Amy.
I'll do a one-nighter at Lotions and Lace.
My sex store Dildos and Don'ts.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Dildos and Donuts.
Now there is a concept.
Ever want to fuck a donut, but you don't want to use your own dick?
And it's just
That's how we make donut holes.
All right, well, we have one more story.
We do.
And let's get into it.
Okay. Sent in by... Oh, can I say really quick?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to remind everybody who's listening right now, maybe you haven't done it yet, please subscribe to the show and rate and review. That's the best way to get that bumped up into iTunes so that more people see what we're doing. The more fun we get to keep having.
We always say this, tell two friends. Tell two friends about the show, and that's how the show grows.
Yeah.
So tell two people
but
in your
definitely,
life.
Definitely rate it on iTunes and review it on iTunes, and that really helps us out. So thank you, guys, everybody who's listening. All right, Dan.
Here we go. Sent in by Ryan... I do this every time. I think we had him on a few weeks ago. Garut?
Ryan Garut.
I don't know. At the real Garut.
You big Garut.
Yes. I wonder if he hates Guardians of the Galaxy or loves it.
Yeah.
I am Garut.
Both.
Elizabeth Township. We're Pittsburgh.
I've spent most of my time in the Elizabeth Township. Oh, yeah.
Township. Did you see that movie, Elizabeth Township?
I thought that was the girl's name, Elizabeth Township.
Yeah. Oh, that would work too.
That movie, that was the Cameron Crowe movie.
Yes, it was.
And the scene that I love is the band scene. That's where the dude that was in the first season of Parks and Rec, and then he just wanted to be a serious actor.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
But he's the dad. He's like the fuck-up dad that plays in the band, and that whole band is actually My Morning Jacket.
What?
No way!
And they play meow.
Yeah,
Freebird.
That's my favorite.
And that bird
band
that is on fire goes. There's so many great parts to that movie. Orlando Bloom,
Elizabeth Township.
Wow,
Elizabeth Town.
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom and Kirsten Dunst are a little much in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yes.
Ashton Kutcher was cast, and they shot for a week, and then
they got rid of him and replaced him with Bloom.
He was supposed to play My Morning Jacket.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was him. He punked everybody.
Do you know who that guy was though that plays the dad?
He's such a good actor. Dan in season one or Dave in season one of Parks and Rec. Yeah, he's great in it.
Fantastic.
Okay, here we go. Elizabeth Township. Police are searching for a woman who allegedly defecated outside an Elizabeth Township gas station.
Mm-hmm. Look,
I would say she shits where she eats. That's probably an assumption I'm going to make.
Probably true. And I love the smell of gas.
Last time you had a gas station sandwich, anybody in this room? You were at a place in your life when you're like, I'll just get one of these sandwiches.
I'll do it for accoutrement. Like in
you're driving through a desert, like metaphorically.
Bought a lot of snacks.
But. I had a gas station sandwich, I remember, last August at Mancation.
Tuna?
Turkey. Smoked turkey.
Yeah, you can't mess up turkey.
For new listeners, you'll learn as time goes on, Mancation is a annual trip I do with all the guys I grew up with because we're idiots.
Up in his cabin.
In Wisconsin.
I just spent a whole minute internally trying to figure out how to turn it into a joke.
Go for it.
Come on.
Okay, I'm just going to throw out the obvious, you know, the... what do they say? Something in the streets, freak in the sheets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a woman in the street. A lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Shit in the streets.
We can do this.
And sleep in the sheets. I don't know. The whole time I was like trying so hard.
Shit in the
streets.
And I
was like, no, man.
Shit in the streets.
Gas station meets.
Pee in the sheets.
Pee in the cul-de-sacs.
No, it is...
look.
Shit in the streets, stick it in a snowman.
That could be the name of today's episode.
All right.
Are you guys going to Todd Glass's show tonight?
Is his show tonight?
I got to text
him. Oh, yeah, it's good you're promoting it.
Yeah.
It's
okay. It happened Christmas Day at the BP gas station.
She was leaving a present under the tree. Why?
It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, God, guys. I gave my dad a present once. I shit in a box.
Did you really?
On his 40th birthday.
And you
we
did
were
not.
At my sister's friend's parents' house.
No, Nick's dad, not. By the way, we hung out when we did that show. We were in Seattle.
Yeah,
it was like two Christmases ago.
Oh, that was fun, yeah.
Your dad was there, and we just hung out the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool dad. Very cool dad.
Dad would make the T-shirts for his own T-shirts
his
for
dad,
the Seahawks games.
Mm-hmm. His dad felt like the type of guy you could so easily would give you some good advice, just some listening advice.
And then some really good weed.
And could beat the shit out of you still. has a great reach.
He would tell you how to beat him and then he would beat you.
Yeah, maybe.
you're gonna want to hit me on the left side of my face first. Boom!
Yeah. I thought it was gonna be so funny because he used to do he would take a dirty diaper of my younger brothers and put it in my uncle's bag as he was leaving to fly back to San Francisco, And, mm-hmm. and he would do this kind of stuff. So obviously I was like, oh, you know what he's going to love is when we have the opening presents time. If his favorite oldest son shit in a box
and gave it
the worst wrapping job and then noticed too that it smelled like absolute shit.
Yeah.
So went into the woman's bathroom at these people's house and used her perfume all over the box. So it just smelled like
shit perfume.
Floral shit.
Uh-huh.
And my dad looked at it and
he knew.
He just said, he goes, do I really want to open this? And I said, yeah, it's good. You're going to love it.
How old were you? This was last year.
13.
No, okay.
You were really?
13.
He opened it, and we were out of that house within 20 seconds. In our cars, never back.
Are you serious?
So great, yeah.
Get out. So everybody out. Get your coats.
Get your coats. I can't believe you did this at someone else's house.
I know, that's
like,
the
you
tough
ruined
part.
Christmas so much.
That was one of the things that birthday. I did that was never talked about. It was really
let's call your dad right now.
I was in. I brought it up recently, and I actually brought it up because I didn't believe it had really happened. It was one of those things when you're young, and then when you don't talk about something for so long, you wonder, did I jerk off in those bushes by Ramen's house?
It is almost the 25 year anniversary of that happening. You need to bring it back.
Turns out I did. I did jerk off in the bushes by my friend's house one night while we were all having an overnight.
You gotta go. Sometimes you fuck a snowman. Things happen, man.
You gotta get it.
You fucked a bush.
Look, it's you communing with
a hedge, more of a hedge.
Yeah. So she left a present under the tree.
Yeah,
outside.
Happy Christmas Day at the BP gas station on Scenery Drive. Fitting.
How's the scenery on Scenery Drive?
Yeah,
not good.
According to ETP, Elizabeth Township Police, the woman allegedly defecated in the gas station's parking lot.
Right.
The store owner said, this is my favorite part, there's always a sentence that makes a story get into this show.
Uh-huh.
The store owner said the woman then went inside and mocked an employee by saying, quote, Merry Christmas, now you have to clean it up.
Well, which, by the way, could mean a lot of things. I mean, you could go to anybody's house in terms of the emotional stuff.
But there's always a moment.
What are you angry about, though? That's anger.
That's anger at that gas station for not...
Right.
I'm they don't serve alcohol. They didn't cut her off.
Maybe it was one of those deals where you think the price is something and then you realize that was the cash price once you were already there pumping
50
your
cents
gas.
For air.
Maybe she was just pissed she didn't have a car.
It could be.
Fuck this place.
Yeah.
Police say the gas station no longer has a... Listen to this. That no longer has a public restroom because people would intentionally clog the toilet and cause other damage. They've got issues at this gas station.
Why are people so mad at them?
I don't know. People are intentionally clogging the toilet.
I wonder if they still have one for the employees.
Oh, of course. That's always a lie. You have a bathroom?
No.
The other day, some guy was in 7-Eleven, comes in and goes, hey, where's the bathroom? And I wanted to be like, are you fucking kidding me? This is a 7-Eleven.
Right.
When have you ever seen
this
a bathroom
is all
at
a
7-Eleven?
It
really
freezer.
Got me mad.
You're standing in it.
You're soaking
You're
it.
You're soaking
quote,
it.
Quote, it's disgusting. No one here deserved it. It's shocking that people actually have the nerve to do that, Sean Laney said.
We worked at a gas station. We worked at different gas stations our senior year.
So
right
what
before
would have been
college.
Your protocol? Somebody comes and
in
the parking lot.
I would have had to clean it up.
Yep.
Because I had
the
least amount of seniority, and they would have been like, you got to go clean it up. The guy who was above me, whose nickname was Booger, he literally would have been, Booger would have been like, you got to go clean it up, Jew, is what they would have said.
What year did you guys work there? Do you remember?
90.
I worked at a gas station when I was 14 for a summer. My godfather owned it, but it was in Oregon where you had to pump people's gas.
So did we.
We were like full completely serve.
Full service.
Yeah. Full serve. So we had to pump gas, check oil, do all that stuff, get cigarettes. I learned all the cigarettes because we never smoked.
Oh,
but
God,
I just
yeah.
like, this
Benson
woman.
And Hedges Menthol Ultralights.
Benson and Hedges Menthol Ultralight 100s.
Mm-hmm. That's 100s. A different style.
That was one Eve 120s, the more red 120, the long.
I remember
thin.
The ordering them was important too. Like you had to like know what people were, yeah.
Marlboro Red, soft pack or hard?
Soft or hard?
Just, guys.
God, we had it all.
We had to learn it all.
In surveillance
to think
photos.
That you gave it all up too.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can still go back.
In surveillance photos, the woman can be seen getting a box of tissues from her vehicle. She's got a car. And walking past the front doors of the gas station. I picture them opening and then closing. carrying the box. Other photos. And you know the guy's like, the hell's this lady doing? The gas station manager, oh, and then other photos show her entering the store. The gas station manager said the woman is not a regular customer, so they don't know her cigarette order.
Uh-huh.
I also assume, she's wearing a Steelers shirt when she comes in, too. And she has not
been wipe with a terrible towel.
Yeah. And it was one. Whether
it became one.
And it became
yeah,
a terrible
became
towel.
One. Yeah.
She's not a regular customer and has not been back since the incident. Anyone who can identify the woman should contact Elizabeth
Don't
Township
they have her
police.
DNA?
A lot of it.
Too much.
She's probably off the grid, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you can just put DNA that's never been found before into a system.
If the Steelers make it to the Super Bowl, she may pop up again.
She Merry it. Christmas. Now you have to clean it
What if they
up.
Let her call the coin toss if the Steelers make it to the Super Bowl?
They should let her.
That's a great yeah. woman. That's someone that I was about to say that's someone's mom, but I don't.
It's somebody's sure. stepmom. For
On
sure.
her way to or leaving because she got into an argument from a family function on Christmas.
I wonder if she had yeah. to go so bad, she pulled up, tried to use their bathroom, said out of order. She took that as a personal affront.
That Ooh. Is probably what happened.
Then shit, yeah. and then walked in and said, now you got to
clean
Merry
Christmas,
it up.
Now you clean yeah. up. By the way.
Because it probably saw a bathroom sign. It was just like out of orders. You know
right.
what I mean? Like
or
closed.
Employees only. And they're like, sorry, you can't come
I'm
in here.
I'm kind of yeah. mad that it was Christmas. Because this to me seems like the type of woman that would do this like March 10th.
Right. Oh, I thought you were saying because you're Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too. But I could just imagine this
what
woman.
What about my fucking Jewish holidays? Yeah. You can
it,
shit at
hey,
a gas
Hey, by the way,
station?
It was Hanukkah then. It was Hanukkah this Christmas.
No, but I mean, I would love to have seen her on March 10th just walk in and be like, Merry Christmas, motherfuckers. You go clean it up.
That seems like that yeah, would that make more
sense.
And
then she walks out, March 10th, bitch. Happy even, fucking President's Day.
Doesn't even look back. Just
Happy
one of those.
Flag. She does it everywhere, but gets a wrong
Happy
letter.
Norwegian Independence Days, bitches.
Enjoy that What's Arbor up? Day, motherfucker.
I'll leave you with something under the tree. I'll fertilize that tree.
But no look back, like straight up.
Did you read the book? Because I read this article. How
no
she,
look back, like
she
the guy
wiped
in the Jeep.
One of the window cleaners.
Oh, wow. Squeegeed it out.
Just dumped it in the water.
Oh, I thought you meant one of the guys.
Squeegeed her ass and then just walked out of there.
What if you had that in the bathroom? Like when you pull up and guys at the gas station like got a newspaper in there and they're like, hey, you want to?
Yeah, just a little.
And then no. when you're in the bathroom and you go for toilet paper, the guy's like, or
we have this.
Every time I go into a bathroom with a bathroom attendant, I ask them that. I'm like, do you wipe me? How does this work? Just to see if
what do they
I
say?
Don't know if you've been to.
I said, so you don't think it's hard times. Enough to do this?
Well, the mints and the cologne at the Chevron station nearby me are just phenomenal. The mints, the cologne, mm-hmm. and all the breath stuff.
And just the conversation. The
when conversation. I walk in, I always see the same guy, my uncle, Rod.
Oh. And he's in just a tuxedo top, no pants.
Nothing.
Yep.
It's at my house, yeah.
You have a bathroom attendant at your parents' house?
My uncle.
Yeah. You are doing well.
Yeah, you're
right. He's not.
But you're
Rod's
family.
Not. But you are killing it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. So before we get out of here, we received a special voicemail. I wonder if it's from a Russian phone.
I don't know. It said caller ID said unknown, but
things are getting good for Steven Seagal, I'm assuming, because of how prominent Russia now is with the U.S. government. But apparently he's living high. He wanted to let us know how well things are going. So let's listen to that voicemail.
Anyway, calling to let you know, maybe you guys haven't heard, I've been an A-list celebrity since the 80s, and before that I was doing work with the Rangers and the Navy SEALs. I had Black Ops missions in Vietnam that most people will never know about. Anyway, I wanted to call you to tell you guys I recently became a Russian citizen, and now I feel like it's very good for me to be on the inside. As everything kind of goes full back around, I'm trying to get a cabinet position. I don't know, you know, lower level celebrities, not that you guys aren't great, but obviously you're not Seagal level, and now you're, there's no, you know, none of us are Trump level, but I figured maybe you guys knew him a little bit from back in the day. You could ask him two things. One, can I be in the cabinet? And two, I'm just putting this out there, would he include like a bus token or maybe like a voucher or something that I can pick up? Because that's the only thing is I need help. Not help, I shouldn't put it that way. I need to let someone drive me to Washington, D.C. And that's kind of how I think we need to start things out right there. So wanted to see if, A, you had any leftovers from your party for having a new show. I know it was your birthday, so maybe you got some leftover cake. B, can you give me a bus token? And then C, what are the odds I could be in Trump's cabinet? All right, I'm going to get going right now. I just found a hair tie, so I'm going to use that. It's been a good day for me. Any day with a hair tie is a good day. All right, konnichiwa.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
He's really, Steven Seagal is really, I mean,
things they never seem to get better.
Do you think if things get really better for him, he won't be asking for like bus fare and stuff like that?
I don't want it to get too good for him.
I don't either.
I kind of like it because I think if it gets too good for him, he won't be depending on other people. He himself is really getting everybody, connecting everyone together.
I want to thank Nick Thune. I'm so sorry we didn't have time today for your segment, which is a regular segment
on
this show.
On this show,
Nick's
which is
tip.
We've got time still. I was going to.
Well, we do it every time, and then one time you're here where there's just no time for it.
Ran out. All right.
It's okay. All right. Well, next week, you'll hear Nick's tip next week.
I want to hear his tip.
No, you'll hear it next week. You got to subscribe to the show.
It's just for future guests.
Yeah. Okay. So it is.
It's about Noah.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. So I want to thank everybody here at Feral Audio. Our first episode in the books. Next week on the show, one of the two co-hosts of a great podcast, The Crab Feast, Ryan Sickler, will be on the show.
You guys
and then
got Ryan.
We got him. And then the next week, we're gonna post up the live Dumb People Town that we did from Madison, Wisconsin. The
super fun.
First one in, with Scott Rogowski in Madison, which came out great. Such a blast to do. I love doing this show live as well. So that'll be our third episode. And then we just keep going. Guys, subscribe, rate, give a review. We really appreciate it. And, we will take you down in the future to Dumb People Town. Just, enjoy the ride with us.